Yep.
All right, and we count in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
All right, not bad. Not as good as last week.
No.
Last week was better. Yeah.
All right. Okay, good stuff. All
right. Right now the guitar music's just kicking in.
Yeah. Oh, dear. All right, so what are we starting with this week?
Well, last week we had a...
Last week?
Last week we had a shot at a YouTuber.
Yeah, let's keep doing that.
Well, then we had a talk after it. We had a post-production meeting.
Yes.
I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, should we really have picked on the guy that much?
and we came to the conclusion we should have.
I thought we came to the conclusion we shouldn't, but then he released another video during the week.
Right.
Telling people who he was voting for.
Yes.
In the election, and then calling on other YouTubers.
Yes.
To say who they're voting for.
Yep.
But it had to be Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Sorry, side note.
Yeah. And if you didn't, what was it? If you didn't say who you were voting for, you were weak, and you should definitely do that. If you have a YouTube channel, you should say who you're voting for.
Absolutely. Yeah. All the big YouTubers. Yeah. So, commence.
Well, get fucked, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare anyone have the opinion? I mean, I suppose he's entitled to his opinion too, but fine, get on YouTube and say, or any platform and say, I'm voting for this person, this is why. But to turn around and say that if another person doesn't do the same thing as you, they're wrong? Like,
isn't that
the fundamental problem of life? That there's a lot of obviously.
I'm pretty sure that's bullying. I'm pretty sure that's bullying. Yeah.
Didn't Philip DeFranco point that out too? That in a way you could construe those comments as against the YouTube terms of service for inciting bullying and rioting and stuff like that. So
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
We're talking about Casey Neistat, obviously, but I guess his latest video also annoyed me for the small reason as well. He was opening his mail, and someone had sent him...
Oh, he was doing mail time, was he?
Not really mail time, but someone had sent him this drone, and he takes his drone out and he goes, oh, look, someone sent me this pocket drone, and then he just throws it across the table and goes, yeah, I'll have to check that out, and just chucks it. And it's just like...
Yeah.
Can't you just have, a little bit of respect for...
A little bit.
Stuff?
Yeah. His whole thing is, because I've seen him in speeches say, his whole thing is not about gear. He's just trying to get his message across or whatever. And if he starts babying the gear, then it'll get in the way. It'll inhibit what he's doing. Yeah. But that's fine if you're paying for it. But if someone spent their hard earned sending you a drone.
Yeah, but like.
Was it a fan or was it a company?
I don't know. There's a difference between impeding your creative process and having something in your hand and placing it on the table as opposed to chucking
it. And actually throwing it. Yeah.
So that pisses me off. So don't demand people need to say who they want to vote for. And just treat things with a bit of respect. Like, you know.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Somebody's getting a little bit... 5.5 million strong in their subscribers. I mean, we mentioned it last week, so we don't need to go into detail about him. I'm choking on my water.
I don't have a drink, actually. I might have to pause and go get one.
At least could choke on something decent. You can go grab a drink if you want, man. It's fine.
Well, we can... No, because then we've got to edit out the break and...
Well, how long is it going to take you? I can talk for 30 seconds while you go get a drink if you want one.
Because I'm getting really dried. I should have got... All right,
yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Well, I can still talk. I'm just on camera, actually, because... Oh, no, I can't. My microphone won't...
No, you can't either. Take your microphone. Yeah, you go. Yeah. Yeah. So while he's gone, I'll talk about Mafia 3 again, because he hasn't got it yet, so he can't play it. So, yeah, Mafia 3 is pretty shit, basically. Last week I was... Oh, you're listening in the background, sorry. You've still got your phone on you. Yeah. It's just the same shit over and over. It's different colours. This is worse than the three different colours in Mass Effect. Each area is different color-coded, and you go there, and it's just the same shit. You kill the coons, you flush out the boss, you kill the boss, you take over the area. Kill the goons. What did you think I said? You can't hear William on the other end of this, obviously, people, but I'm still speaking to Will. What did you think I said? What did you think I said? Oh, he thought I said something... Will thought I said something probably racist. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I got a drink. Oh, wait.
Okay, good. All right.
And I left the drink.
That's all right.
I'm trying to get in trouble for it. Sorry.
He's closing his door. Yeah. Okay, he's going to put the drink away. No, it's fine. Leave it in. Podcasts are real, man. There's no need to edit them. This is the unedited, you know, real, raw version of We Divided by Zero. So, yeah, it's just repetitive and boring. And there's no difference in any of the missions. There's not even... And here's the other thing that pissed me off while I'm having a rant to the world while Will's not around. You're in this open world and you're stealing cars and shit. It's kind of like Grand Theft Auto. There's not a motorbike to be had in the entire place. You're telling me there weren't motorbikes in New Orleans in the 1960s? It's ridiculous. So anyway, I'm returning Mafia 3. But I figured out my biggest problem with the game is that I think my biggest problem is that you're running around taking out the Mafia. And I thought I'd actually be playing as the Mafia. So, you know, I don't know how I'm supposed to fill out my virtual dreams of becoming Don Corleone if, you know... You would think if it's a Mafia game... You're going to be fucking the Mafia.
I don't know if I want to rejoin the podcast. I just want to stay back and keep listening to you. That was hilarious. Oh, I want to be Don Corleone. I want my money back. I dare you to go... Oh, that would be so funny. Go back and return the game and go, yeah, I wanted to be the boss of the family.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, you're back with your drink.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. All right, good. You got to lubricate your throat.
So...
Talking about YouTubers we hate.
Oh, okay, so... I don't know if we haven't discussed this yet, but well, we've discussed it in part, but I don't know if you saw my tweet. So that Colleen, whatever her name is, who does Miranda Sings. I realised something.
Yeah.
And once again, this is just my opinion, my observation. She's got her Netflix series now, Haters Back Off. Have you watched any of it?
Nah, what is it? Is it her or is it Miranda?
No, it's Miranda. It's a Miranda show.
Okay.
I should have got you to watch it before this podcast. But anyway, this will become more apparent when you watch just part of the first episode.
Do I have to watch a whole episode?
No, just watch...
Because I find that
just
character annoying.
Watch part of the first episode. You can't stomach it. It's for kids, I guess. It's for young kids, I guess.
Yeah,
but
it's for 12-year-olds.
But
yeah.
I've realised what Miranda Sings is and what I believe it's a, what would you say, parody slash... homage slash complete ripoff of.
Oh, okay. All
ready?
Right.
Ready
I haven't
for it?
Noticed. Yeah, go for it.
Napoleon Dynamite.
You think so?
When you see the show, it is.
I haven't watched enough of a video.
No, no. Oh, when you watch the show. Okay, the premise of the Miranda Haters Back Off show is she lives in a house in a very, you know, middle,
rural,
low.
Backwards.
Not rural backwards, but low socio or middle class socioeconomic area.
Yeah,
she's the awkward, weird character.
Okay.
The show has her creepy uncle who's trying to get her famous.
Ooh. Okay.
And her sibling, which is a sister in this, who wears glasses just like Kip.
Yeah, Kip.
And then her mother in this, who has also got her own quirks, just like Grandma. But I'm just watching this going, this is Napoleon Dynamite.
You
know, the really weird main character... The creepy uncle, the sibling, and the parent figure. It's just Napoleon Dynamite. The only thing missing
was
Tina.
Right. Come get some ham.
Tina, you fat lard.
Does she... I was just speaking about Napoleon Dynamite yesterday, actually. If I could go back to 82, man, I'd take state.
Well, even like... Like, I've seen a little bit of Miranda.
So, what's the premise
Sings.
Of the show?
Because
Napoleon Dynamite didn't really have a theme, right?
The premise of this
show...
Didn't
really have an arc.
Yeah, well, the premise of this show is that the Miranda character is trying to get famous. So, she uploads her first video to YouTube. It gets, like, 50 views and she thinks she's famous.
Oh, okay.
And then
I
didn't watch the rest of the first episode. I couldn't stomach it. And then I watched the last bit of the last episode. And it seems the thing that happens in the last little bit of the last episode is she's alienated her weird, creepy uncle, her sibling, and her mum. So she's sitting alone in her computer, crying her eyes out. The rain's pouring down, blah, 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 blah. And then her video does actually go viral.
Right, okay. So, I see.
Yeah.
Right. So it goes viral at the very end. So yeah. Wait, in the actual show, is Miranda Sings a character, or is Miranda Sings who she is?
Miranda is who she is. It's a real person.
Oh, so the show's okay. Right, okay. It's a real person. It's not
Colleen creating this character. It is the show's premise is that Miranda is a real person.
Trying to get famous. Yeah, trying to get famous fair on YouTube, enough. Yeah. Right, okay. Ooh. I see. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm going to have to watch it now to see. Yeah,
yeah, you will. Okay. You watch the first bit. We'll probably come back to this next week, I guess, then. Sorry, I should have mentioned it to you before the podcast.
No, it's all good.
Are we going to talk about the... No, actually, all right. Okay, I was going to say, we're going to talk about the other Colleen video. Or is that for another time?
Well, I mean... No, we can talk about all it, right, man. Let's keep on the YouTube roll. That's fine.
I was just going to say, when were we airing the other clip,
Oh, we can do it at the start of this one. That's fine. Yeah, we can do it at the start of this one. Have you shot it yet, or?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. No worries. Shot it this morning
before my other video, so I got that done.
Okay, sweet. First. All right. All right, nice. So, yeah, just upload it whenever.
Okay.
So, I don't know if... Either YouTube's gone to hell and it's all Donald Trump's fault.
Well, it must be, considering the views I'm getting from my other channel.
Or if it's just the particular corner of YouTube that I occupy and watch.
Yep.
But all this fucking... These fucking drama, like... This living your life... I guess it's because I am in that vlogging sort of area, I suppose. But this living your life like it's an open fucking... So...
Yeah, but it's still not... Do you think it's... But this is the thing, like... Okay, so we're talking about Colleen's stupid breakup video.
Well, and her husband, and her ex-husband's all...
And the premise of them doing it on YouTube was like, oh, you know, I share my life with you guys, so it was really important to share this as well. Yeah. Well, no, you don't share your life.
Yeah.
Show me the YouTube videos of you and him having a real fight where you've come home and he's... drunk, left the empty milk carton in the milk, in the fridge.
That's a really good point. That's a good point.
You're saying you've shared... You haven't. You've never shared your life. You've only shared the snippets you choose to show.
Yeah, so, which are the snippets that get subscribers and hits.
And basically saying that I have to show this for my fans. No, you don't. If you feel the need to possibly announce that you've broken up because you two collaborated in videos, and just to say, look, the reason we're not collaborating in videos and we've broken up, well, that's fine. And if you choose to do a breakup video, do a fucking breakup video. I don't care what you post. But what I'm saying is to sit there and say, I didn't want to do this, but I have to because my fans demand it.
That's right.
You bow down to their wishes? You... And then further of that go, oh, I'm probably going to disable the comments because I don't want hate. And then the comments are open. And they're like, don't leave hateful comments. Well,
I wanted
to type 20 just based on that comment. Like,
yeah, that's right. Out. Yeah, and then the kicker is, and I haven't actually checked it, but is the video monetized? Because if the video is monetized on top of all of that,
I don't know.
Then don't know. Yeah, okay.
But I do know the next video she made right after that, which has now been taken down, and I'd love to think it was due in part to my comment. She's got how many million subscribers and how many million comments. So the next video after that was her mum giving her a kitten. So I'm like,
God.
You've done your breakup video and then you've done a cute kitten video.
Then bang, you've got bang. Your kitten video in there. Like,
And then she asked people to name the cat and I tweeted that she should name it clickbait. Because you've gone from a breakup video to a kitten video.
She should. That's a good name.
And the thing is, too, is like, I'm like, if this was all planned, like, well, it's obviously planned out. Like, it's genius. Mm. It really is genius to plan it all out.
Well, that was my next question. Do you think it's a stunt?
Of course it's a stunt. Come on.
Because then they've just got to do their We're Getting Back Together video in a few months' time.
The reconciliation or the he's gay, apparently. Like, that's one of the rumors floating around.
Oh, he's going to do his coming out video.
Yeah,
good.
His coming out video. Yep. And that's why the relationship didn't work. And now they're friends and she supports him. And you know.
Right, okay. They both fair go enough. And, but in his but in his video, he said he didn't want to break up with her, that he was in love with her, so...
Yeah, this wasn't my decision, it was her.
What is this, Philip Morris?
That was the only bit I thought was funny about it. I didn't want this.
What? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They both said in their videos they didn't want it. So why do it and why make a video about it? Yeah.
And why? But
the other thing is, for people who's that's what their videos are about as well. See, I thought the idea of her videos were this Miranda Sings character, which is a comedy channel and it's a character. Yep. So why not just leave it at that? Why have a second channel where you vlog?
Yeah.
Or
and I guess as well is when you watch that video carefully, and I've watched it about 3 times, not to voyeur it, but because for this podcast, I just can't get it enough. No, in preparation for this podcast, this is the other point I wanted to make. Right?
I thought you're like, I sit there and laugh at her pain.
Yeah. I taste the tears of unfathomable sadness. Suck it. No, the jump cutting too. It's really interesting how, like, she'll start bawling, and then it jump cuts to obviously she's had a cry, a legitimate cry. But the jump cut happens a little bit later than it could have.
Okay.
So you've cut out, you sit there, but you've put in enough before the jump cut. You know, like when I do a jump cut in a video I do, the point is from where you've gone from one point, you know, you've gone from point A to point C. You've cut out point B. You don't do A.5. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, unless you're going with my technique, which is to jump cut in all the wrong places. Well, which is
freaking hilarious, but...
Yeah, look, but anyway.
Okay, and this is my opinion. Hopefully, this is all produced and planned, and it's all planned. If it is, hats to off to a genius move. You've got the views. Yeah,
good on you.
If well this done. Is legitimate, if this is 100% legitimate, then holy crap, get therapy. Like...
Yeah, oh that yeah, is absolutely.
The scariest, nuttiest shit if that's real and pathetic.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, good.
So that's bagging out. Let's talk about some good stuff.
Should we talk about some good YouTubers since we're doing a YouTube episode?
Or, my favorite video of the week, which is what this podcast seems to have become, is YouTube video reviews.
Yeah, it seems to be. Until next week when it's product placement.
Product placement again. Boogie's latest Francis video.
Oh fuck, that was funny. Oh. You're just in there masturbating to Nurse Jackie.
No, jacking off to Nurse Jackie was the comment. That was gold. Man, that was funny. The way
it was really good.
The way it was executed and run was just
It was well written. It was like. It was kind of a hark back to his earlier Francis videos as well, because some of the most recent ones have kind of... Sometimes you can't really tell when he's Francis and when he's Boogie.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was so good.
It was good.
And just...
The only concern...
I was going to say when he... Okay. Yeah, go.
You know, you go.
No, you go.
I was just going to say...
I was going to say, and at the end when he smashes up the modem...
Oh, yeah. And... Yeah, I'm going to need a new modem. No, it seems to be on Aaron. Yeah. Yeah, you might be right. I need a new modem. I sound like Carlton.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, the only thing I was going to say is, man, I hope the dude is looking after himself because he didn't look like... I guess you don't see him full top-to-toe view, but he's not going to be around long if he doesn't...
No, you know. And how old is he? It's a shame.
Didn't he announce the other day he's just turned 40 or something?
He'd be older than 40, wouldn't he?
30, 35, 37? I don't know.
He's older than that because he mentioned in a video the other day something about, I don't know if it was retro gaming or something, and he remembers in 80 something when something came out. No, he was talking about voting.
I think he's about 40.
And he said in the 80s, he said in 89 when he voted for the first time, so he must be around the 40 mark.
Yeah, around the 40 mark, yeah.
Yeah, 40, 45.
He won't, he won't make 45 if he doesn't...
His poor heart's going to give way on him, the poor guy.
He hasn't got a decade the way he is. Does not have a decade.
No, which is
a shame. So.
It's a shame.
Yeah. But good video.
Oh, good video. Really good video.
Another video. Do you watch Tested at all?
Yeah, sometimes, not all of the time.
It's waned a little bit. They've gone full marketing with their new.
Yep.
I thought they were cool though. They've got the new what do they call them in America? Pickup truck. what do they call them? Utes. Oh, yeah. We call them utes.
Yeah, pickup truck.
What's the brand they're plugging at the moment? Let me just have a look.
What, on pickup trucks, you mean?
Yeah, they've done... the car company's given them a couple of these cars to promote. The first video, they even disabled comments because I think they knew they were going to get hate for it.
Okay.
I mean, good on them. They need money. You can't, you know, you got to run a staff and Mythbusters.
You can't produce these things without budget. No,
that's right. So I've got nothing against it. It's called Features Not Honda Standard. I think it's a Honda. Hang on.
Oh, right.
Or
a GM or
no, it's a Honda. It's a Honda Ute. And then Adam turned his into like an Outback movie theater. And then they've had Simone Yetch, or Yutch, or whatever, however they pronounce it. She did it where she put a bathtub in the back of the view.
Oh, okay.
And hang on, let me see if they disabled comments for that video. Hang on one second. Because I can just tell the comments are going to be like... Because what happened was she forgot, well, whether or not on purpose or accident. Oh, no, they allowed comments. Yeah. They allowed comments on this one. So I'm sure a lot of people, you know, gave shit about it. But she made a comment that she didn't think of how to heat the water when she filled the bathtub. So she gets in the bathtub in a full wetsuit. And I'm sure there's a lot of people making comments about... here's one right here. Yeah. The downvotes are from boys who hope to see Simone in a bikini. Good job, Adam, but this was stupid. If anything, this needs to be the bed of the truck.
What did he make the movie theater in? Did he put a chair in it?
He bought this some inflatable movie screen that so it folds into a box and then it inflates up and then he had a projector and everything. I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
It's a pure promotion for that Honda brand and good on them.
Of course it was.
But they certainly... it's interesting that... excuse me. It's interesting that they disabled video comments for the first one. Unless they've re-enabled them. Let me just have a quick look.
Yeah.
Where is it? Here we go. Adam's one. Sorry, I'm just looking at this other. I want to come back to another topic if we've got a sec. Oh, no. He turned on comments now. They've turned on comments for it.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
So they turned on comments for it. Now, I pay for the tested websites because it's only $40 once off or maybe yearly.
So I pay
for the tested sites subscription service. So it's not monthly.
And you get extra comments and stuff.
Well, you're meant to get extra content, and you're also meant to get something mailed to you from Adam Savage. I've been waiting for it, like a poster of some blueprint.
Do you get it?
Well, I haven't yet, and it's October. Yeah. I don't know when they're being mailed out as such. And you get extra content on the channel and stuff, behind the scenes stuff. So I think it's probably one of the more worthwhile things to pay for, especially if it's only $40 a year. That's nothing, you know.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, it's not nothing. I shouldn't sound like a, you know, rich
man. Oh, no, it's not nothing, but I mean, $40 a year is $5 a month. Or nothing,
$5 a month.
I was
going to say, where are you? So I think it's definitely, it's well priced and well thought out. So...
I mean, just on that, I prefer to watch channels. So I don't mind things like that because I like channels where people make stuff. But if I'm going to watch a show like that, which I'll watch it on, like, I prefer to go to YouTube for stuff where people have, like, they're just people at home who are trying things. They're just trying to teach them stuff.
I certainly Adam does these one day builds on there.
They're pretty good.
Stuff. Like, they're the things I watch. The other stuff, like, they've been doing a lot of VR, virtual reality reviews and stuff lately. I really could give a crap about them. They did do a quick video on, this is what I wanted to talk about in a sec, because I am so resisting the urge not to buy one, or at least pre-order one, which is the DJI Mavic drone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like, because the only reason, if we weren't in Australia, I would definitely be buying one, hands down.
Well, that's the problem. There's so many restrictions here. You can't in Australia, send a drone up anywhere.
And it's state-based in Perth, where I live. And I don't know about the other states, but you actually have to go to a remote control club and get a license. Like, you have to do a little training course and actually get a license. And even then, you cannot, like Casey Neistat... in the middle of Central Park with 30,000 people standing
sticks a drone up in the air. Yeah.
Sticks it right near him. Like, you would just be arrested on the spot here in Australia for that. And I guess part of me, that's the other, actually, well, you know, I'm sort of jumping back to, you know, ragging on him at the start of this podcast. He is very unsafe. Like, those drones are dangerous.
And okay, where the opposite goes here through, in
Australia, but he's on the other end of the scale. Like, you know, flying them down the Hudson. Pretty, is it the Hudson River that runs along Central Park?
He'd be on the East Route. Oh, no, he'd be on the Hudson on that side, west side, yeah.
Flying so along the river, on the other side, and when it crashes, so what? It's only gone the water like he
loses
did.
It. Yeah,
but flying them right near people, that's just stupid.
And through buildings and skyscrapers and stuff.
Like, the shots he gets are amazing. And, like, in Australia, you can't do that. You have to go to a rural property and get permission of the landowner when no one else is around to fly any sort of drone around, which sucks.
Yeah. And is that because there's just so many more, like, beaches in Australia where people tend to be more half naked?
No,
so
I think
the
it's purely on... Well, I think it stems from... Because I started in the hobby before I got into 3D printing of remote control helicopters.
Yeah, and you had to actually go to, like, a park where
the
you had,
the only,
like,
place you could fly in was a licensed... was a park.
Yeah.
You could join as a
where
member.
You had indemnity insurance and stuff.
And you had insurance, and you had to, like, follow... Like, you couldn't just turn up with a helicopter and go, oh, I want to fly my helicopter. You had to, prove you could fly with pairing your controller to an instructor's controller, and it was really rigidly controlled. The club even had rules on height, like altitude limits and boundary limits.
Yeah.
And they had to pay a lot of money just to get that airspace. So, in Australia, and I think that's the trouble with the drones, they stem from that. Because remote control helicopters, the stunt helicopters, which I started getting into, they're freaking dangerous. Whereas drones are different. Like, they, you know, you turn them on and push up and they kind of sit and hover very stably. A remote control helicopter does not do that. You have got to fly and you've got to practice a lot just to hover.
Yeah.
Very
skill
set.
A helicopter's analog controls, whereas these drones are digital, so they're using GPS signaling and stuff.
Yeah,
and
they've got GPS.
Don't they have built into them as well, if it loses signal, it, like, lands itself? Or does it just crash?
Some of them do, and I think that's controlled by the user, that you program it to try and fly back to its last known connection, or it does just slowly drop. I don't know if they do that, drop to the ground. I know the first generation ones did that. If it lost signal, it would just slowly descend. But the problem with that is if
itself,
it's near trees or water... It's going to just, by its nature of programming, destroy your drone. I loved, we'll just throw back to it super quickly, though. I love in one of Casey Neistat's most recent videos, someone actually mentioned, and he mentioned it about DJI, and he's like, no, DJI haven't given me a new one. I'm like, good.
I've got to wait.
Don't
long. Yeah,
they,
good.
They better not give you a new one. Yeah, you don't deserve
$2,000 drone. Yeah. Well, as I said, man, I was watching him in an interview a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that he goes through drones once a month because you know,
he's
loses
got, like,
them in the river
20
and trees
of those
and,
phantoms on his shelf.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
But that's what I'm so surprised about is that even though, yes, they're auto-stabilizing and they're obviously much easier to fly, is that you still don't need to have some sort of permit where you've gone to somewhere to learn how to fly them.
Yeah.
That they're just letting people stick drones up in the air.
Yeah.
You know, something could happen. You could fly it into someone's house, through their window, into a kid.
Someone's head.
And, well, they can't be light as well. Like, they've got a camera embedded on them.
A few kilos, and the propellers are spinning. Yeah. Like, it's
but
scary.
I still want one.
I looked at the Maverick page, and I'm like, even Australian, like, it's American, $1,600. Like, it's only two, it's two grand, and...
Two grand,
luckily, I'm not rich.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Like,
yeah.
I cannot afford $2,000. Like, if I bought that, I'd have two choices, divorce or return.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's
no
your 3D
way.
Printing budget for a while, isn't it? So,
like,
yeah.
I want another 3D printer and I want to spend a couple of grand. And no, it's not happening. So.
Yeah. Well, I've been tossing up for a while now about whether to buy a $1,000 camera. So, you know, I think...
And the other thing is,
if
we bought the Maverick, like, if either of you or I bought one, like, you'd fly it once, you'd have a play, and then what are you going to do with it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I try to use it for YouTube videos, the thing is unless you're going to drive somewhere... So, and this is the other thing, like, Casey Neistat's got New York to work with, which, you could spend a year in New York, take drone footage every day, and get a different shot.
Here,
once I throw the drone up off my roof once, that's my
shot. You got about five YouTube videos of something interesting.
But still want one.
I want one.
The question is, do you get that or do you get the GoPro one? Because GoPro have released a pretty good one as well.
Oh, have they? I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Well, coming up on time, so I'll have to look at that off here. So
you'll have to look at it after. Anyway.
Cool. Well, definitely people go check out, if you haven't, Francis's latest video. It's hilarious. And check out, there's a vlog at the moment, Darren with an I. That latest vlog, I literally, like, a little pee came out. It was so good.
Which one?
Good. The latest one.
The most recent one. Oh, the tram. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That is literally the best vlog ever. I'm just like... Gold. Gold, Jerry. Gold. Yeah.
I'm tossing up whether to try to get one of those out a day, which is a massive undertaking. Because they're only a minute long, but still one a day is a lot to get through, so we'll see. But I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very good. All right.
Good. We should stop there.
Okay. Catch you next week. Cool. Man, ragging on YouTubes is easy. Easy.